Hello. I have some thoughts regarding question 907 and who created Hashem. I do not wish to imply in any way any deficiency in the Rav's answer, but I use this as an opening for me to express my thoughts on the topic to an authority I highly respect, who perhaps can give some feedback. I was thinking that since Hashem created everything, including concepts and ideas themselves, as hard as it would be to understand, Hashem would also have to create the concept or idea of himself. He would also have to create the concept and reality of something being able to be created. If things like logic and concepts had to exist independently, then that would seem to me to be a form of shituf. So even applying infinity to Hashem would seem to be like shituf, because Hashem would also have to create the idea and reality of the infinite, which could not have also existed. This is why I thought that we can only understand Hashem's manifestation in the universe, but nothing at all about Hashem, since anything we think had at some time not existed, even in potential, and so Hashem is independent of any idea we can contemplate. I hope I explained my thoughts correctly. Anonymous in the United States. Sounds like a nice idea to me. The truth is that any attribute, including infinite whatever that applies to Hashem, is really not a true attribute, as the Rambam says. The only thing we can describe about Hashem is what he's not, but not what he is. And all of his attributes are just how he relates to the universe and how he relates to people and other things in the universe, and not what he is actually. So any positive description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way is something that is improper.